BBC News with Sue Montgomery. French and Malian troops have fought running battles with Islamist rebels in the centre of Gao, the main city in northern Mali. Gunfire echoed through the streets and mud brick houses of the city as the rebels engaged the Malian army in a surprise attack. Thomas Fessy, who's in Gao, witnessed some of the fighting.
There's heavy gunfire coming from different parts of town. A Malian soldier who's holding the position where we are told me that some of the fighters are driving by on motorbikes. People are now barricaded into their houses as the situation remains unclear. But the fear that Islamist militants had infiltrated the town seems to have become reality as they are waging a guerrilla war here in Gao.
Officials in South Sudan say more than 100 people have been killed in a cattle raid. They say people from the Lo Nuer ethnic group were ambushed on Friday in the eastern state of Jonglei by rebels and members of the Morlaix community. Here's Richard Hamilton.
These sort of cattle rustling and cattle raids between the two communities have been going on for years, but they've escalated out of control. And it must be said that in South Sudan, cattle is extremely important, so if we say it's just a cattle raid, actually that sort of underplays it, because cattle has huge significance. In a country where they don't have banks, cattle are effectively your capital. It's also used in bride wealth and ceremonies. And local politicians have been accused of stirring up ethnic tensions.
Three government ministers in Tunisia belonging to the president's secular party have resigned. They have been calling for the replacement of Islamist colleagues they claimed were underperforming. The BBC correspondent in Tunis says the resignations deepen the crisis in the country, brought on by the assassination of an opposition leader last week. An accident on a cruise ship docked in the Spanish Canary Islands has left five crew members dead and three injured. About 1,400 passengers were on board. Tom Burridge reports.
The accident happened in the main port of the island of La Palma. The crew of the Thompson Majesty, a cruise ship which is operated by the British company Thompson Cruises, was practicing an emergency drill. According to reports, a lifeboat was being lowered down from the cruise liner when a cable or winch broke and the life raft fell from a height of 20 to 30 metres. Five members of the crew were killed, three of them were from Indonesia, one from the Philippines and the other from Ghana.
Officials in India say at least 10 people have died in a stampede at a railway station close to the world's largest religious festival, the Kumbh Mela. Dozens more were injured. It happened when a footbridge at the Allahabad train station collapsed. Some 30 million Hindu pilgrims have been bathing at the confluence of the Ganges and Yamuna rivers. World News from the BBC. The Romanian authorities say they're investigating allegations that horse meat found in ready meals in several European countries originates from local abattoirs. They say they'll take action if any laws have been broken. The Romanian president, Traian Băsescu, said if the meat was found to have come from Romania, the country's reputation was at stake.
Sper să nu fie de la noi o etichetare falsă.
I hope the investigation proves that the false labelling of meat is not coming from Romania. Even though we are not speaking about a toxic product, as horse meat is as consumable as beef, false labelling for financial profit could harm Romania's credibility for years to come.
Reports say the investigation focuses on two abattoirs. There have also been suggestions that criminal gangs may be involved. Nigeria has won the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Johannesburg. It beat Burkina Faso 1-0 with the winning goal scored just before half-time. Alex Capstick is outside the stadium.
Nigeria's young gifted team have delivered a third title for their country, the first in 19 years. The current coach, Stephen Keshi, was the captain in 1994, and he's only the second person to win the title as both player and coach. It wasn't quite the stylish, free-flowing performance of the semi-final, but the win was deserved, and the margin would have been greater but for a few wasted opportunities. The hero for Nigeria was Sunday Mbah with a lovely goal just before half-time. Disappointments for Burkina Faso, but they've had a magnificent tournament culminating in their first ever Cup of Nations final.
Some of the biggest names in film are at the Royal Opera House in London for the 66th British Film and Television Awards, or BAFTAs. The James Bond adventure Skyfall has been named Outstanding British Film. Other favourites for the awards include Steven Spielberg's historical drama Lincoln, which has 10 nominations. BBC News.